Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Secret Service knew immediately it was bullets. And they grabbed me. Everybody we got into the carts and we moved along pretty good.
Former President Donald Trump speaking on X Spaces last night from Mar-a-Lago after Sunday's incident where he was golfing at West Palm Beach at one of his courses. Secret Service agents saw a muzzle of a gun fired and then chased down the suspect, as we know, 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh, who was arrested 50 miles away without incident. So where does this campaign go from here? 49 days left. Let's check in with KDK TV's political analyst, John Delano. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Good to be with you and all your listeners. 7 weeks from today, this campaign, we hope, is over.
And from the what apparently was an assassination attempt setup, where this suspect was camped out for 12 hours before. There's a lot of questions about Secret Service security, Secret Service security for all the candidates, including the reigning president, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris. So that said, apparently Biden called Donald Trump and offered more help for security. But, you know, I think no matter what party you're in, it was shocking to hear this again on Sunday.
Yeah, no question about it. And all the elected officials I spoke with yesterday were very clear on the fact that, this was awful. They were thankful that Donald Trump was not injured, or actually the shooter never got anywhere near him. And that was in part because the Secret Service did do their job in terms of advanced preparation. But it raises all kinds of questions about the protection of our candidates. And the truth is, and today we're hearing lots of stories about golf courses and how very, very difficult they are to really isolate. Even when a candidate makes an unannounced appearance at a golf course. Now, former President Trump loves his golf courses, and he goes to them all the time. So I suppose there's some anticipation that he's likely to be playing golf. But the fact is that they are very hard places to secure. Talking yesterday with Congressman Mike Kelly, who chairs the task force that is looking at what happened in Butler and will be expanded to include what happened in Florida, he was basically making the point with me that these outdoor venues that these candidates like are really tough places to secure.
And many presidents have golfed and, you know, done other things outdoors, and we've become so accustomed to it. And now we see when Donald Trump was at a couple of rallies, they put up the bulletproof plexiglass or whatever it's, right. You know, I mean, I guess whatever it's going to take to secure them. But that said, the fact that the rhetoric and the, you know, the violent rhetoric has in some cases inspired some of these people is unsettling for everybody.
Right. Well, let's start with the first premise, which is that that these individuals who engage in this kind of assassination attempt are clearly have mental issues. And in many cases, they have no right to possess firearms. and yet they're able to get firearms in the United States of America. And we haven't dealt with that issue, and I think a lot of people, regardless of politics, would agree that people like this Ralph, who was already convicted of not and was not permitted as a felon to have firearms like this, still found a way to get AR. So that's a problem right off the bat. But I think that everybody agrees, or most everybody agrees, that there has to be resources, greater resources for the Secret Service. They are stretched very thin. And I think that President Biden, of course, ordered that President Trump be given them full protection, as any president would be given, not a former president, but right. as a president would be given. And the director of the Secret Service said that yesterday, that they were providing him maximum protection. But even maximum protection does not prevent somebody to sneak in the hedges of a golf course in order to shoot somebody. I mean, that's just plain ridiculous. And so I think the resource element, we're going to hear a whole lot more about that in the days ahead.
We're with KDK TV political analyst John Delano. And John, I know that a lot of people are seeing these ads, have been. Pennsylvania, we've been targeted. They're spending right. more money here than anyone. And you were kind of educating people in the last few years about the fact that they are permitted to say anything. So a lot of what's being said in many cases is just flat out not true.
That's exactly right. There is a constitutional right for candidates to lie about themselves and each other. Unlike truth in advertising laws that prevent a company from lying about a product on KDKA, a candidate doesn't have a truth in advertising laws. And so they're free to say the most scurrilous things about each other. And they do. We hear ads on radio and television all the time that are not true. And so it's really up to the voter to discern what is truthful and what is not. And even when they take words out of other people's lips, which is the, you know, cutting and editing, and those of us in radio and television are very familiar with how we can make people say something they don't mean by carefully editing their language. I just encourage everybody to do their own research. Talk to friends and neighbors and people they know if they feel strongly about issues, because you just can't trust everything you hear candidates say about each other. It's just not honest.
Well, speaking of not honest, this whole thing about pets in Springfield, Ohio, now they're doubling down on this. Just 3 days ago, Donald Trump said this.
They take in the geese, you know, where the geese are in the park, in the lake, and even walking off with their pets.
And the Republican governor of Ohio said he did his own investigation and it wasn't true. There are legal Haitian immigrants that work and live in parts of Springfield. Apparently there's a community there, and they're being villainized because of this. And J.D. Vance doubled down, saying, you know, sometimes you have to make up stories to get your point across.
Well, that just almost proves the point we were just discussing. J.D. Vance is coming right out there and saying, we lie, and we lie because that's the way we get attention. And in fact, as Governor DeWine, who, as you know, is a Republican governor of Ohio, he called these statements coming out of the campaign garbage, quote unquote, garbage. And, you know, but it has attracted a lot of attention. And the Democrats think, if you listen to what they're saying, they think that this was deliberate by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance in order to distract attention away from the fact that Kamala Harris was doing better in the polls and did better in the debate and all that stuff, that this was a way to distract attention away from it. And frankly, it worked. It did distract attention away from all that. And now we're talking about eating dogs and cats in Springfield, Ohio.
And encouraging the Proud Boys and the Ku Klux yeah. Klan members to march in Springfield, Ohio, a place they would never visit for any
right.
reason.
Right. And the whole issue there of shutting down schools, shutting down events, the municipal building, and I understand they may be canceling a fall festival in Springfield, Ohio. All of this as a result of basically a lie that's being perpetrated in order for political purposes. And it makes no sense.
All right. We have 49 days till Election Day. You pointed out 7 weeks from today. And we have all seen these monumental events that have occurred basically since July 13th. But there have been others along the way. Who knows? There's always an October surprise, though, right?
Yeah, and again, nobody can predict what's going to happen over the next 7 weeks. The polls suggest that this is still neck-and-neck race. The national polls, just to remind people, there's a national poll out today that shows Kamala Harris with a six-point lead. The national polls do not count. It's really what is happening in these seven battleground states, of which Pennsylvania is number one, the most electoral votes, 19 out of Pennsylvania. And these races in these states are still neck and neck within margin of error. And so if you feel strongly in favor of Donald Trump or Kamala Harris, you've got to vote. And early voting is going to start in Pennsylvania. It's not starting quite as quickly as some thought it was going to, but it's going to happen here in Pennsylvania, which allows people to cast a vote early. I've always had an issue with early voting, not because I think it's wrong or that there's something illegal about it or untoward, but things can happen between now and Election Day, as right. you just pointed out, Larry. And if you want maximum amount of information, as long as you're certain to vote in person, you know, listening to what's going on in this campaign, if you're somebody who might change his or her mind, you don't want to vote instantly. You want to wait a little. But I know that's contrary to what some people believe, and there's an effort in both parties nowadays to get people to vote early.
Well, you know, regardless of the outcome of the election, one side or the other will be claiming there was some kind of fraud. And
yeah,
they're still talking about it 4 years later and won't give that up. So,
yeah, well, no question about it. We all hope and pray that this is an election that will be over by the next day.
And
we shall see.
Hope without violence of any sort.
Absolutely.
John, appreciate your time as always. You're going to be a busy man here in the next 7 weeks, too.
Oh, there's a lot to cover, but it's, you know, for someone like me, it's all fun.
Well, so, the candidates will be coming back and forth to Pennsylvania.
Forward to that. Some of us are, at least.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you.
Have a great day, everybody.
KDK TV's John Delano from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Here's Heather Zambito.
The Parkway East is stacking up at Wilkinsburg on the inbound side. Parkway West inbound lining up the top of Green Tree Hill. No delays inbound on the Parkway North. 28 sluggish between the Aetna Bypass and Millvale. Then again between the 40th Street and 31st Street bridges. A couple of accidents to report. One in Warrendale on Warrendale Bain Road at Brush Creek Road. And another in West Mifflin on...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Lebanon Church Road at Clareton Road. Watch for delays there. AAA Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. This September, make losing weight part of your new routine. Energy, clarity, better health. Find it all at awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Heather Zambito on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And we have a cloudy sky. That's unusual. The high 78, chance for rain maybe tomorrow, but it doesn't look like today. 62 at the airport now. Here, but around the country, with more and more impact for our school districts. Threats that are coming mostly online and mostly from very young people. We've heard as young as 10 years old, a 10-year-old girl locally being accused of making threats. And curious how the local school districts are handling this. And we're joined by Dr. Johanna Venata, who is the superintendent at the Blackhawk School District, who's had extensive experience in Char Valley and then through her North Hills School District time. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sure this is on your mind each and every day. I know you're on your way into school now, so collectively, do you talk with other superintendents about this issue?
Yes, we do, on a regular basis. This is a topic that comes up, and of course, when it surfaces in our districts, then of course we try to communicate so we're all on the same page.
And what is the collective thoughts? I mean, this seems to have been proliferating, especially this year around the region.
It's scary. You know, nobody ever wants anything horrible to happen in their districts. So we try to make each other aware as soon as possible to make sure that we investigate it, look into it, and then try to quell it if it's non-credible. Ironically, this happened about the same time last year as well.
So obviously this isn't the first time, and I know it has happened. Certainly social media components add, I guess, an ease for people who think they can't be identified by putting out some of these threats. And you're right. Obviously, the vast, vast majority of them are not credible, but still, it really disrupts what you're trying to do every day in a classroom, right?
It does. You know, it makes parents scared to send their students to school. It makes students afraid to come to school or activities. But the majority of the time, it is non-credible. And definitely something we need to look into to see. But many times we have students that will see something and they repost it. And that seemed to be the issue that I think a lot of places had last week. And I was thinking about it on my drive in before you called, how we communicate. And I'm sure you have some type of social media. I have social media. And in today's society, that's how we communicate. So if I'm trying to warn someone.
Oh, looks like we lost
you.
Yeah, we lost you for just a second. Could you repeat that?
Sure. Many times we communicate through social media. If you think about it, you have social media, I do too. And if I see something that, 79 shut down, I may send a quick text to say, hey, you may want to avoid that road today. And our students do the same thing. But so we don't want to discourage them from communicating when they see these things, but we need to try to encourage them to do it the right way, whether it's tip lines, call the police, call the authorities, let their school know, instead of just reposting something that may or may not be true and something that can obviously cause a lot of alarm.
And the students through every grade are so adept at, navigating social media. I'm curious, in your school district at Blackhawk, do kids have their phones in a classroom?
To some extent, they do. I mean, we're a one-to-one district, so they have iPads with them. Obviously, that's on the district network, so it's a little bit more secure. They'll have it with them, but it's, I say it's a moderate issue.
So what is the game plan moving forward? I obviously, you're working with law enforcement. I know the FBI has been involved in some of these cases to try to identify the sources. And as I mentioned, some of these threats are coming from very young students. And yesterday we saw in Florida, an 11-year-old was arrested and shackled, basically, to show people what happens if you're caught making these kind of threats. Now, people can argue about whether that was overdoing it, but the fact is it's happening around the country. So what's the plan moving forward?
Well, I think that we need to, constantly be in communication with our local law enforcement, make sure we have those relationships. I think that we also need to continue to encourage students to communicate appropriately, parents, community members. I was very pleased with the amount of information that I received from parents, from community members, students as well, you know, when they saw the swatting incident. And that's the best thing to do, is to tell someone when you see something or hear something that isn't appropriate. But it's also very important that our students have an outlet for mental health. And you think about these young children who are making these threats, you know, why are they doing this? What behavior is being reinforced, and how can we reassure them as well? So there's a whole lot of dynamics that I think school districts are struggling with right now and really contemplating. And that's, you know, the community, the students, the parents, but also the child that may be doing, you know, making threats.
And you mentioned something that's become a term that people have heard. Can you explain what swatting is so parents can understand that?
It's a post of a non-credible threat that's copied and just repeated and sent over and over again is basically the easiest way that I can explain it.
Yeah, we remember last year Central Catholic emptied out because of these kind of threats in other schools, you know. So I appreciate you taking time, and, you know, it's a good advice. If you see something, say something, but say something to the right authorities that can do something about it, right?
Yep. Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for reaching out and giving some type of attention to this very important topic. I appreciate it.
All right. Dr. Johanna Venata, who is the superintendent at Blackhawk School District, on the Big K Morning Show. After the show, I'm heading to Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. Of course, they have Bowser Chevrolet in Chippewa, too, so you can take advantage of Bowser Truck Month. They have over 100 trucks in stock ready to go, from the Silverado 1500 to the big 6500 heavy-duty work trucks, and even the Silverado EV that's electric. And you go, truck that's electric? But this isn't just any old truck. First, the first ever Silverado EV at Bowser's. You got 754 horsepower, 440-mile range on a single charge. Right there, you're going, okay, 0 to 60 in under 4.5 seconds, up to 10,000-pound max towing, and 0% for 36 months through the end of September. So visit Bowser Chevrolet, Monroeville, or Chippewa, and take advantage of Bowser Truck Month. Go to powerofbowser.com or bowserchevrolet.com for details. KDK Radio's high school football game of the week Friday night is powered by Bowser Chevrolet, and it's Trinity at Bethel Park. Our coverage starts with the Swarta Financial Kickoff Show at 6. Very impressed and proud of our team's coverage of high school football. It's a lot of fun, too, you know, on a Friday night. If you're driving around, tune in. Dan Zangrilli, Johnny Lee, Donnie Donnie Football, not to be confused with Johnny Baseball, Aaron. Did you ever listen? They do a really good job. It's fun.
Yes, I've listened to high school football a little bit. I plan to listen more. And I just got into listening to college football as well with you and Doran Dicker. Wow.
Yeah, Doran and Pat Bostic, who you see here.
Yep.
Covering Pitt football. It's a lot. That backyard brawl game was fun.
Insane.
Man. It was epic.
Yes.
How about this? Like, this rookie, they call him a rookie. He's a redshirt freshman quarterback, Eli Holstein.
Right.
He's thrown for 300 yards plus in the first three games. I don't think anybody at Pitt has done that, and they got all these awards again. So Holstein's been the rookie of the week in the ACC for three straight weeks. I don't think that's ever happened before. He also got quarterback of the week. So he got two awards this week. And their linebacker, Kyle Lewis, was ACC Player of the Week, and their defensive back, Donovan McMillan. So the Panthers are racking it up.
Yeah, I feel like the caliber of athletes right now are next level.
So how about this? How rare? I saw a picture of Coach Tomlin and Coach Pat Narduzzi of the Panthers together. They had a fan. They were standing behind this fan, and they said, "We're undefeated." Both teams.
That is really cool. They share a facility. Right. You know, they're together in this.
Hey, man, keep it going.
Yes.
Absolutely. Keep it going. So a lot of people asking, and we just talked to the superintendent at Blackhawk School about kids, and you mentioned something that really resonated with me. You call it doom scrolling that people do on social media, where they just see all this horribly negative stuff, and that's what they and by the way, once you start doing that, they start feeding you more because that's
right.
What you're interested.
Exactly.
The algorithms that figure all that out.
Right. You only have to look at something for 5 to 10 seconds. And they're like, "Oh, you like that? We'll send you more."
Be honest. What's the longest you ever scrolled in one sitting?
I think easily probably 2 hours.
2 hours?
Oh, yeah.
And that was at work. I get it.
No.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.